After experiencing a heart attack, it was recommended that Chacham Avadia undergo heart surgery, at which point he asked to go home for a few hours and come back. The doctors were stunned. What do you mean go home? You need a heart stent right now. And he said that there's a woman, there's an aguna, who needs a teshuvah written to be matir her. If I don't write it, nobody will. And who knows if I will survive the surgery or not. I should write it now, before it's too late. He was a true ohev et haberiot. He loved every Jew. And he made sure to go out of his way in order to take care of other people. Such a person who is an ohev et haberiot fulfills the 31st of the Kinyani Torah to ohev et haberiot, and through that love of people, he's mekarev them to Torah, and granted extra assistance min hashamayim to ready one to learn more Torah. The Midrash Shmuel explains that mahu rachum af ata rachum, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu has so much rachmim on other people, on Am Yisrael, so too we have to have rachmim on Am Yisrael. We have to have halachta b'drachah, we have to go in his ways. Giving other people our love causes them to love Torah. And min hashamayim, a person will be granted Torah in return. The Maharal explains that the Torah was given to Am Yisrael. Loving the klal, the klal to whom the Torah was given, makes one a part of the klal, and therefore makes one ravi the Torah. And the Tanit Devi Eliyahu says, just like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is merachim on the yitomim and on the almanot and everybody else, so too we have to be. And that's what will be zoche to all the berachot listed in Parashat Ki Tavo, if we follow that. We'll get so many berachot, including Torah, if we're just going HaKadosh Baruch Hu's ways. Chacham Avadia used to weep when he read the vidui of the Yamim Noraim for everybody's arivot, because Kol Yisrael Arivim Sabazeh, and he felt it. And he took responsibility for it, because he said, I'm chayev in Nesav Tochacha. If I don't convince my neighbor to put his son in a Talmud Torah, because I'm too embarrassed to, so min hashamayim, they're going to blame me for the lack of a tzaddik in this world, that child who could have been a Talmid Chacham, but instead ends up to be a choteh, because I didn't stop him before he sinned. It's my fault. He had a dream of Avadia that the reason why Mashiach is not coming is because there are a million Jewish children who don't know how to say Shema. It mattered so much to him. Am Yisrael, not just himself. It wasn't just about himself. It was about Am Yisrael being taken care of and doing the right thing. When in 2003 there was a bus bombing that killed over 20 people, he wanted to make sure to be Menachem Avel, so he went to Rav Eliezer Weisfish's home. He was a Baki and Shas and a Mumche and Eruvin. And Rav Avadia sat there and he cried and he cried and he cried and he cried with the family until they felt like he also felt the loss. A person has to love every Jew, but he also especially has to love the friend with whom he learns Torah, the Chavruta. If a person doesn't love his Chavruta, because Arizal says it could be very dangerous. But if we love other Jews, the Al-Shikha explains, Ve'afta, the Re'acha Kamocha, then Ani Hashem is the end of the Pasuk. If we do the former, then Hashem will join us also. At the same time, Harchek Min Chavera, a person has to be careful not to join with the wrong people. The Mesilai Sharim warns, if we do join with the wrong people, then we run the risk of being prevented from performing mitzvah because they'll have a negative impact on us. Regardless, though, we have to love everybody. Even those who don't do Rissono Shel Makom, even those who don't follow the ways of Hashem and the will of Hashem, we still have to love them. The Gemara says that Yitamu Chataim Min Ha'aretz, Lo Yitamu Chotim. We want that the sins should disappear, not the people who do the sins. And the Abetz explains, based on the Gemara with Biruri and Rabbi Meir, we have to daven that people do Teshuvah. And the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Kimayim Hapanim Lefanim, the way we look at other people is the way they're going to look at us. If we approach them with hatred and controversy, so that's how they're going to see us, and that's how they're going to receive us and respond to us. Whereas if we approach them with love, then they will respond in the same. If a person approaches them with the right love, and is mikarev them, ohevet abiriyot, mikarevan la Torah, he has the opportunity to teach them Torah. And then, once he's teaching them Torah, now his Torah will last also. Chacham Avadia said, a person has to make sure that he loves everybody, even those who don't have anything, any reason that we should like them. Any ma'ala or chashivot, you just love to greet them warmly. Speak to their hearts with chen and chesed. Give them the ahava and the yididut, so that they'll love you too, and then you can mimikarev them. Chacham Avadia one time, 50 years ago, finished giving a shiur in one of the shuls in the Bukhari, and he walks over to one of the people, one of the attendees, and says, Shmuel, what's going on? As they're walking out together. What's going on? You look like you're not yourself today. You don't seem to be so happy. So Shmuel's not really sure, what do you mean? How did you know? He said, oh, I told a joke, a funny story in the middle of the shiur, and everybody laughed but you. What's going on? He said, Harav, it's amazing that you noticed that. For the past 6 months, 6 months ago, my wife and I had a baby, and she's never been the same since. She's always so depressed and down, and life has become so difficult, and I don't have a life anymore for the past 6 months. And all the while, Rav Avadia is walking with him out of his way toward in the direction that this guy is going, and the guy keeps on saying, why are you walking this way? I'll walk with you. No. And they keep on walking the way towards the guy's house. And eventually they're standing outside of this guy's home while they're talking. And Rav Avadia says, Shmuel, ishtecha babayit? Is your wife home? He says, yes. He says, can I give her a beracha? And the guy's elated, of course. And he walks in, gets his wife. She comes out. Rav Avadia talks to her. He gives her chizuk. He asks her, are you being lax in maybe your Shmiyat HaMitzvot that this happened to you? And then he gave her a minute-long beracha, said refuah shleima, and she was better. If his person just cares about giving the shir, he would never do this. A person has to care about every single neshama in Am Yisrael. Ohevet abiriyot. That's what Hashem wants us to do. And with that, we're Kone Torah. 50 years later, the Rav Avadia is the Rav Avadia that passed away. It starts with the true love of every Jew that seeps through every word of Torah.